into the library, the bookshelves transform into a myriad of different and wild forms of plant life.
As a lead-in to a presentation from Apple representatives, teacher John Clute Painter showed the school board a short multimedia slideshow about the public library that was created by middle schooler Kyle Hagerman.
And this is just an example of the rich content-driven production that students are doing throughout the district in the classroom.
Since 2007, the district has spent hundreds of thousands of dollars, mainly in grant funding, to provide students with Apple laptop computers. There's one for each student in the high school and carts of laptops for students to share in the middle and elementary schools. The district has incorporated these computers into virtually all aspects of learning. In his presentation to the board Tuesday, Apple Education Development Executive Pete Rasper said Petersburg was one of just 52 schools in the U.S. that Apple had chosen as distinguished schools. He said the district would be receiving a plaque and banner.
It is important to us at Apple to recognize what Petersburg School District has done over the last 5 years, and you have been nominated and awarded an Apple Distinguished Program Award, and it's we feel pretty proud about it and about what you guys have done here in Petersburg with your student population. You're not getting this award because you're a good customer, though you are. This is because of what you have done with your students, the programs, the kinds of media that your students are producing and have for the last 5 years. And you're one of two in the state that are receiving this award this year.
Vrasper credited Petersburg's technology staff and teachers, including Don Holmes and John Clute Painter, for their leadership.
Some of the things that we have noticed Petersburg has done, of course, the documentary that was produced by your multimedia class a few years ago, quality professional development, both internal and from outside sources, multiple modalities of best practices. This is a key right here for why Petersburg is successful, best practices in teaching. And fifth year, as I mentioned, of one of the most comprehensive one-to-one laptop programs in the state. And by that I mean covering as many students in as many grades as possible.
The one-to-one laptop program has been a favorite for students, like school board representative Diane Murph, who didn't hesitate when asked for her thoughts Tuesday night.
I think that it's really cool, actually, because you go to other places and they're like, oh, we don't have computers. And we're like, yeah, look what we have. And then, like, I remember, like, a week before we got our laptops, it was like Christmas. We're like, oh my gosh, 5 more days. So it was just so cool. And I'm pretty sure, like, all of us stayed up that night, like, figuring out pages and all these different cool, like, awesome things.
In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.